there. That's not how she works it.
What is it, then?
You've seen her do it. What do you think?
I'd say all the things that make her her,
Magrat ventured. That's about right. She wraps them all up and puts them somewhere safe.
You know how she can even be silent in her own special way?
Oh, yes. No one can be quite like Esme. You can hardly hear yourself think for the silence.
They bounced in their seats as the coach sprang in and out of a pothole.
Nanny?
Yes, love?
Verence will be all right, won't he?
Yep. I trust them little devils with anything except a barrel of stingo or a cow. Even Granny says the Kelder's damn good.
The Kelder?
Sort of a wise lady. I think the current one's called Big Aggie.
You don't see much of their women.
Some say there's only ever one at a time, and she's the Kelder, and has 100 kids at a go.
That sounds very...
Magrat began.
Nah, I reckon they're a bit like dwarfs, and there's hardly any difference except under the loin cloth, said Nanny.
I expect Granny knows, said Magrat.
And she ain't saying, said Nanny. She says it's their business.
And he'll be all right with them?
Oh, yes.
He's very kind, you know.
Magrat's sentence hung in the air.
That's nice.
And a good king as well.
Nanny nodded.
It's just that I wish people took him more seriously, Magrat went on.
It's a shame, said Nanny.
He does work very hard and he worries about everything, but people just seem to ignore him.
Nanny wondered how to approach it.
He could try having the crown taken in a bit, she ventured as the coach bounced over another rut. There's plenty of dwarfs up at Copperhead who'd be glad to make it smaller for him.
It is the traditional crown, Nanny.
Yes, but if it wasn't for his ears, it'd be a collar on the poor man, said Nanny. He could try bellowing a bit more, too.
No, he couldn't do that. He hates shouting.
That's a shame. People like to see a bit of bellowing in a king. The odd belch is always popular, too. Even a bit of carousing would help if he could manage it. You know, quaffing and such.
I think he thinks that isn't what people want. He's very conscious of the needs of today's citizen.
Ah, well, I can see where there's a problem then, said Nanny. People need something today, but they generally need something else tomorrow. Just tell him to concentrate on bellowing and carousing.
And belching?
That's optional.
And?
Yes, dear?
He'll be all right, will he?
Oh, yes, nothing's going to happen to him. It's like that chess stuff, see? Let the Queen do the fighting, because if you lose the King, you've lost everything.
And us?
Oh, we're always all right. You remember that. We happen to other people.
A lot of people were happening to King Verence. He lay in a sort of warm, empty daze, and every time he opened his eyes, it was to see scores of the Feagle watching him in the firelight. He overheard snatches of conversation, or more correctly, argument.
He's your king, innu?
Aye, Sir Taylor. That pish of a hobya?
Hush a gob. The man's sick and can you no word?
Aye, Macan born sick at him who?
Verence felt a small yet powerful kick on his foot.
See you, kingy?
Aye, a lang stick a middlin' or what, big jobs?
Yes, well done, he mumbled.
The interrogating Feagle spat near his ear.
Ah, I wouldn't have gave you scapings for him.
There was a sudden silence, a real rarity in any space containing at least one Feagle. Verence swivelled his eyes sideways. Big Aggie had emerged from the smoke. Now that he could see her clearly, the dumpy creature looked like a squat version of Nanny Ogg. And there was something about the eyes. Verence was technically an absolute ruler, and would continue to be so provided he didn't make the mistake of repeatedly asking Lancrastians to do anything they didn't want to do. He was aware that the commander-in-chief of his armed forces was more inclined to take orders from his mum than his king. Whereas Big Aggie didn't even have to say anything. Everyone just watched her, and then went and got things done. Big Aggie's man appeared at her side.
"You'll be wanting to save your lady and your bairn, Big Aggie's thinking," he said.
Verence nodded. He didn't feel strong enough to do anything else.
"But you'll still be very crassic from loss of blood, Big Aggie reckons. The Heelans put something in their bite that makes you biddable."
Verence agreed absolutely. Anything anyone said was all right by him. Another pixie appeared through the smoke, carrying an earthenware bowl. wipes